Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ike Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger, who is chasing the ball. Rodriguez reaches third base with a triple. Rodriguez is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Ike Brown now playing third base. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvarado. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball four. Andrews moves to third. Melton moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Melton scores. McKinney moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick bunts towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lolick for the out. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wood for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hershberger moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. There goes Andrews trying to get to third. Horton throws the ball into Brown, who tags Andrews for the out. It's 3-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 0 in the game. Lolick hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Williams reaches second base with a double. Stanley throws the ball into Brown, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Brown moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws to second. Andrews drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Andrews. Brown scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cashes 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. May strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolik is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolik strikes out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews is hit by the pitch. Hershberger moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McAuliffe fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Ed Stroud pinch runs for Rich McKinney. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stroud moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing left field. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Tom Timmerman. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.